civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Ann from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off-ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
There again. Yeah, I was like fighting back the tears.
That's awesome.
It's my favorite day of the year. So, yeah, that's a good one.
So that's a new one. We haven't heard that
there
one
you
yet.
Go.
That's
you probably a great one. Won't hear that one again from
no,
anybody else.
No, but so. Listen, any sport, too. I mean, there are no rules to anytime we do our question of the night. But that's great. Okay, so share your favorite sports-related song. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr. We'll be here at 7:35. She's got two great artists, too. I heard both the songs. Well, one is a song. The other one's like a half a song.
Yeah, both great.
Both outstanding. And Terry is so much fun to talk to. So right now, we are in the throes of another fun segment here with our guest, Emerson Lehman.
I need, what, four more to be perfect?
You need, yeah, you're 6 for 6, right, Conrad? Yeah, 6 for 6.
Yep.
And you got the, no more bell, though. I think we moved past the bell, right? We're in the big leagues now.
Okay.
Give us the.
Conrad looked disappointed about that.
He hasn't had to do the which is obnoxious. Oh, that's not too bad because you turned it down last night. Yeah. I thought my ears were bleeding. All right, so Emerson Lehman, we're going to finish the quiz. He's got four more questions. He's 6 for 6 in our Nightlight Pickleball Quiz. Here's number 7. Who is currently ranked number 1 in men's singles in the PPA? Do you need to hear the options?
I'm going
to
need the options
okay,
for this
A,
one.
You're going to get this so easily. A, Con the Brute Krieger. D, Federico Stuckrud.
Strexrud. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the answer, but
well,
I want to hear the other ones.
All right. C, Pete the Snail Schwabba. Or D, Zane Ford.
I'm still going to go Federico.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that like how Conrad gave himself a cool nickname, the Brute?
The Brute.
This is like the last time I asked him to do one of these.
I feel bad I made Conrad do extra work on a Friday, but.
No, that's all right. We like our quizzes. Number 8, what is pickleball played to? A, 21, B, 7, C, 50, dear God, or D, 11?
That would be a lot. 50 would be a lot.
I didn't even answer Conrad.
11.
You're going to get
11.
You got that one right. 8 for 8, crushing it. Number 9, what was the original purpose of pickleball? A, another addition to four school sports. B, tennis is a big game, so they cut it in half.
Fair. Honestly, fair.
You have to at least make it sound like it's from an actual rule, Conrad. C, summer activity for kids. Or D, a game so adults can drink and play.
It was... So the owners, or the owners, the founders of it, they wanted to keep their kids busy. So yeah. I'm going to say it was the kids' answer, C.
Yeah, you can't. You got to keep kids busy. They can't sell drugs all day. You got to have another outlet.
You want to give them better, more positive outlets in the world. Yes.
All right. So 9 for 9, buddy.
I feel proud. I shouldn't, though, because some of these ones have been gimmies. Thank you, Conrad. I appreciate that. Welcome. But let's see. Let's get number 10.
I have a feeling you're going to get this one. Number 10. Where was pickleball invented? Was it A, Keewaskum, Wisconsin?
I wish.
B, Bainbridge Island, Washington?
That one. Feel free, Conrad. Anytime, buddy.
I wanted the other answers,
too. What are the other ones?
Yeah. Powder. C, Bushwood Country Club. Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir. And D, Gotham, Wisconsin. Is that a town?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Washington gets Bainbridge. That one. I want to go out there. I want to see the island. Like, they have the, like, original court
with, do they?
A sign there. Yeah, I want to go out there. That's on the bucket list.
It's like a statue of Tommy Bainbridge looking over the pickleball court, like,
with a paddle in hand, ready to go. Yeah.
Wooden paddle, old school. All right. Do we have a parting gift? We got to get some gifts.
There's some water in the fridge.
Do we already blow through
our hydration.
Our
huge hydration guy.
You're a big fan.
We got a lot of pens, too.
We got pens. That's true. This is awesome, dude. You crushed our pickleball quiz. 10 for 10.
10 for 10.
Yeah. And we didn't know, like, what level, like, because you're a good pickleball player, but that doesn't mean you.
That does not mean you know what's
going
on. I like
to watch football. I don't know. Sometimes the rules. I'm like, what?
I was a little, because you're coming in, people expect, you know, you better go 10 out of 10.
Right.
I was kind of set up for failure there. If you get 10 out of 10, good. You should have. If you didn't.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
But you jumped in feet first. So it was great. So, like, if that's something you didn't score perfectly on, would your colleagues at WBAY have given you a hard time?
My pickleball friends would have definitely given me a hard time, because I know quite a few of them are listening in right now.
Okay.
I had people send me a picture of you on their TV screen. Shout out Tanya Valenta. They're watching Nightlight up in Marinette right now. So the hometown representing.
Represent my homies. So we've got a text from PJ who says, so pickleball can be a brutal sport. Note taken.
Yeah, PJ.
But you don't want to scare people away.
No.
Right?
Come hang out. Very welcoming.
Al from Madison says, what was the answer to how did pickleball get its name? I missed it. That was
the dog, right?
Yeah, Pickles? Well, there's two schools of thought there.
Yeah,
so.
We'll go with Conrad's, though. I don't want to
guy named step on Conrad's after his dog Pickles.
Yeah.
So he called it pickleball, which makes, let's be honest, no sense at all.
It was a great dog, but it's probably a golden retriever.
True. He did his dog proud.
Yeah. Pickles lives on.
Oh, Conrad, what's that? How do we say that name again? This is Lilirv. I'm sorry, texter. Lilirv on the stream says, Queen, we are the champions. Were you looking out the window like you thought I was talking about someone passing by? Or whatever? All right. Emerson Lehman is here, folks. He is one of the hosts of the WBAY morning show here in Green Bay. He does great work. You've worked in Milwaukee before that. You're a staple in the community now, and this is pretty cool. You've got this new segment that you do that you took over, Small Towns with Emerson Lehman. What's coming up on that?
Really been enjoying that. It's been quite the journey after taking over in January. Got to meet some really incredible people, share some cool stories so far. Coming up, so this coming week is draft week, so going to be showcasing, actually staying right here in Green Bay. Usually we haven't done a Small Towns Green Bay, but you know, compared to a lot of other cities in the nation, Green Bay's pretty small. So going to be highlighting the Automobile Gallery, the Bart Starr MVP car that's on display there for folks that can go check it out during the draft. That's really a really neat piece of NFL history, Packers history. So really cool to share that. We actually did a story on the Marinette Pickleball Tournament, the people who run it, Brian and Kim. So we had the TV crew out there before you showed up on Saturday.
Okay.
And so that's going to be airing May 1st, I believe. That's the Thursday that week. So the week after the draft. Really looking forward to sharing that one. And yeah, just some really cool stories coming up this summer too that I'm really excited to share. But it's so fun for me being from a small town to be able to go out to all these other communities and just seeing the passion and the pride that they have in the different events, the different people, the different nonprofits that make up these communities and make them so special, to be able to shine a spotlight on that and let, you know, tens of thousands of people get to learn about it and hopefully bring more awareness to it. That's a pretty big privilege. So I enjoy it.
Where are you at now? You're from a small town, like you just said, Kewaskum, and you've lived in bigger cities now. Is that something like, are you ever going back to the small town? Or are you kind of like, I like the vibe in the city? Where, you know, you're still a young guy. You got tons of time to figure it out.
Yeah, but I'm very much a go with the flow kind of thing. Okay. I really enjoyed living in Wausau. That was my first job out of college. And that's it's a growing community, but smaller than Green Bay or Milwaukee. I went to Milwaukee, lived in the city, and absolutely loved that. Really enjoyed being here in Green Bay and kind of the change in pace it is here. Right. So I just, you know, go with the flow, see what kind of opportunities are presented to me. And I'm never one to not at least explore an opportunity or hear things out.
Yeah.
But I love being here in Green Bay. I've really, really enjoyed living here more than I was expecting to. So this is a really cool city. I recommend it to a lot of people. I try and get friends to come and visit. So I see myself being here for a while.
And you live only an hour from Marinette, which you probably didn't anticipate.
Even better. Yeah. I don't have to drive 3 hours to play one tournament and drive back again. So that's great.
So what's going on with the draft? How does that affect your job?
So
what are your
excited
thoughts
for
the draft,
man. I'm so pumped. So we're actually going to be live out at the Great North Commons next week, Amplified by Bell and Health Studio at the Great North Commons.
Sweet.
We're going to be broadcasting our morning show live out there, weather permitting. But we've got some contingencies in place, hopefully. So Monday through Friday of next week, my co-anchor Tammy Elliott and I will be out there. We're going to have some live guests coming on, just getting Green Bay excited, right? Draft week's here. It's 6 days, 5.5 days away now.
Right.
We're pumped, man. It's going to be the biggest event this city has ever seen. I was in Detroit last year, and I don't think people understand how huge this is. Like, it is going to be just remarkable. The experience for people. I mean, my family's coming up next weekend to come experience it. It'll be fun to have some of them in town, go hang out with some friends out there too. But it's going to be a very busy, busy work week, but it's going to be a fun work week. So really, really excited for that. People should definitely tune into Action 2 News this morning and Action 2 News throughout the draft, because we'll have our evening team out there too. There's just going to be a lot of really cool coverage.
That sounds like a blast. That's like one of those events too. You're excited probably more than things sometimes.
Yeah, I'm already excited for work on Monday morning. Yeah. Like, let's get this rolling, man. It's going to be great.
All right, Emerson is here. Can we keep you for another segment?
Absolutely.
You want to take another quiz?
I'm ready for it. Let's go.
Coming
Can't
up next,
promise it'll be perfect again.
He's going to take our quiz called This Just In or This Just In, where he has to decide if it's a real news story or a fake. That's coming up next with our pal Emerson here on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Albaugh Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Honey, you are my shining star. Don't you go away.
Oh, we're just talking about Dan Schaefer, and he is going to come on the show probably in the next few weeks, and we're going to have a little Wire discussion about the show The Wire. And that will be fun. And yeah, I highly recommend that show.
I need to watch it. I've heard that from a few people now.
It's great. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Welcome back. Emerson Lehman is here. We've got Emerson for a few more, or you can stay the whole time if you want. I don't know if you have plans. You're kind of a man about town, so yeah. We don't have no pressure. But
we'll get through this next quiz.
We won't kick you out. We've got 7 more quizzes for Emerson tonight, folks. So
7 more quizzes?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. We have.
I thought I graduated. Yeah, I barely graduated, but I graduated.
I thought it's a sleeping bag. All right, this is a game we came up with, and we'll send you out on a high note, because I think at the very least this will be fun.
Yeah, I like that.
It's called This Just In or This Just In.
Did you write both of those in the title, like This Just In question mark?
Like,
or?
Like this.
You did? Okay, like perfect.
Question
yeah.
mark.
That's
so
great.
Is this a news story or real news story or fictitious? All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right. Emerson Lehman, this is the first, we're making radio history. We've never given a quiz to the same person twice.
Twice in one show.
It seems like every night we make history. All right, so number one, baseball player Bryce Harper recently used a blue bat as a gender reveal tactic. This just in or this just in?
So this just in is the real,
yeah.
This just in.
Nice. Yeah. One for one. This is really emasculating. He's 11 for 11 tonight. All right. Number two, the Food and Drug Administration is planning to end its routine safety inspections. This just in or this just in?
This just in? Question mark. Well,
that is true, sadly. He finally got one wrong.
So, okay. Well, oops.
They might outsource it to state and local officials, so... But yeah, that is
so it's not really ending. They're outsourcing. Okay, yeah.
The Food and Drug Administration
yes, yes,
is.
Yes. You know, I won't hit you with the technicality.
You want a challenge?
No, we're good. It's good. I got to be better.
All right, number three. Emerson Lehman got his first one wrong all night. He's crushing these quizzes. School children in Canada yesterday had a red, white, and blue water balloon fight at the end of the day in an effort to get the attention of their American schoolyard counterparts as a show of unity. This just in? Or this just in.
I feel like it's way too cold right now in Canada to be having a water balloon fight. This just in?
That is correct.
All right. All
right. Here we go. Actually, I wrote that question. I'm like, God, it is kind of cold.
That's what I'm using. Context clues.
Yes. That's bad. All right. So you got that one too. All right. 2 for 3 so far. Oh, I'm upset with myself.
That's all right.
Number four. Russian President Vladimir Putin recently revealed that part of the reason he is in such good shape despite his age is due to pickleball.
This just in.
And 3 jazzercise classes a week. This just in or this just in?
This just in?
Correct.
All right.
I couldn't sell you on
that. I could. If you would have said anything but pickleball, yeah. I might have contemplated a little bit, but.
Take a memo.
You're playing to your audience. I appreciate that.
Okay, right. All right, so that one, so he's 3 for 4, right?
Yeah.
I'm still mad about that second one, but that's fine. That's fine.
Number five, a helicopter flying over Warden Park in Detroit dropped hundreds of marshmallows to waiting children below who scooped them up eagerly. This just in or this just in?
I feel like that's weird enough that it would be real, so this just in.
Very
marshmallows
nicely
are the new Easter egg this year.
Well, here's why I thought that was so crazy, but apparently... My line was, don't worry, folks, the marshmallows weren't for eating. They were just to be collected, and then they exchanged them for a prize.
Okay. I mean, you take those home and dye them, right?
Probably a sanitary marshmallow that they could eat. Yeah.
Oh, well.
So that's good. All right. So, wow. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. We got 3 more.
Here we go.
I think we can do this. Let's LFG. Easter is a holiday celebrated by Christians all over the world, but it was recently revealed that the actual name Easter belonged to an early East Coast pilgrim practitioner named John David Easter. This just in, or this just in?
This just in.
No,
yeah,
down.
Yeah,
got
it
wrong.
Yeah,
I think you got it right.
You think Easter's named after a guy named John David Easter?
That's the
Easter?
Kewoskum Brotherhood right there. That's the respect.
I say he's right, and I don't care if he is or not.
No, that one was fake.
All right, that yeah, that's fair.
You could buy that. John David Easter. That sounds like
easily,
a pilgrim name,
easily.
Right?
And you sold that very well, the way you read it, too.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, that was good.
Appreciate that. Now I feel a little better.
Good.
All right, number...
Here to gas you up.
Number seven. It's 5 for 6, correct?
Yeah. No.
Five for seven?
5 for 7, yeah.
Well, we're on number 7.
Then 4 for 6.
4 for 6, I'm sorry. Okay. Number 7. Former pseudo rapper Robert Van Winkle, also known as Vanilla Ice, is now in a sales position at a Relax the Back store in Detroit. This just in or this just in?
I hope it's this just in. I really do.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
It's this just in?
I can see Ice Baby making
selling
it in the business world. Yeah, he's got to make it work, man.
He just kind of saunters and does his moves around
I'd
the
buy
store.
A chair from him.
I would, like, too.
Yeah, absolutely. That could be successful.
And as much of a laughingstock as he was back in the day, like, that song is sampled so much.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool.
He's got to be just, yeah, he's making...
I would think, although he sampled it from Under Pressure. So
true.
It's not like it's an original piece. All right. Number 8, final question for our pal Emerson Lehman. A court in the UK recently found 6 men guilty of stealing a gold toilet. This just in?
This just in.
This just in. That is correct.
And on a high note.
In a related story, one of Donald Trump's toilets is missing. All right. Hey, great job.
Hey, we ended it on a positive.
I think so, too.
Always a pleasure being here, and really appreciate you guys.
This is fun. Good luck with Small Towns. With
Thank
Emerson
you very
Lehman.
Much. You're appreciate that.
Crush the draft. Crush it tomorrow at pickleball. I'm kind of in awe of you. I'm going to be honest.
It's always a pleasure, right, my friend. Always a blast.
Emerson Lehman, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back after the news, we'll read more of your texts about what your favorite sports-related song is, and then we will have Terry Barr here for Bar Band Friday Night. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court issued an order overnight temporarily blocking the Trump administration from using the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to deport more alleged Venezuelan gang members. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says hours earlier, federal judge James Boasberg declined to block those deportations, even though he wanted to.
He recognizes that he doesn't have the jurisdiction.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is back from El Salvador, where he met with a man who was mistakenly deported. He says the case isn't just about Kilmar Abrego Garcia.
It's about protecting the constitutional rights of everybody who resides in the United States of America. Yes!
Florida State University held a vigil for the 2 people killed and 6 injured in Thursday's mass shooting. FSU President Richard McCullough.
It's the kind of tragedy that shouldn't happen. Not here. Not anywhere.
The alleged shooter, FSU student Phoenix Eichner, remains hospitalized after police shot him. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers win their third in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-3 win over the A's at AmFam Field. Caleb Durbin, called up from Nashville, made his major league debut with 2 hits on 4 at-bats, a run scored, and a big defensive play from his spot at third base. Game 2 of this series is tonight. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard back after just 1 month of treatments for a blood clot in his right leg. Lillard says the early warning signs were not easy to detect.
I mean, I was at dinner and I could, you know, usually if I have a strain, I could feel it when I walk. You know, I know what that felt like because I was familiar with it. But this, I was at dinner and my leg just felt swollen. You know, it was like super tight. So I think that was the toughest part throughout this entire time was, you know, that first couple of days when I first started to feel it, it was obvious that it was there. You know, I didn't know it was a blood clot, but once I found out that's what it was, I knew what it was, you know, why it was so sore and swollen. And that was kind of what led me to go to the team in the first place because I was just like, this ain't normal, you know.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine with highs in the mid-50s. Clear tonight, 33. Slight chance of a shower Sunday with a high near 58. For Sunday night, rain and 39. Monday, showers are likely with highs in the mid-50s. Chance of showers Tuesday, high around 61.
Right now, 35.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While corrosive democracy news from Washington continued this week, state news ranged from good in Delaware and Mississippi, mixed in North Carolina and Pennsylvania, to downright ugly in New Hampshire. Voting Rights Lab reports the Delaware Senate advanced SB 2 and SB 3, constitutional amendments allowing 10 days of early voting and no excuse absentee voting. Legislative versions of both bills passed last year, but the Delaware Supreme Court found that the state constitution didn't enable them. The General Assembly must pass them again next year for them to be adopted. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered Mississippi to redraw state Senate districts for DeSoto County, which it found violated the 1965 Voting Rights Act by diluting a majority black section of the county, according to Mississippi Today. State officials in North Carolina found fewer issues among the 5,000 military and overseas voters than the Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin claimed, but the highly questionable post-election review of voter eligibility continues. Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday appealed a federal court ruling directing county officials to count otherwise eligible mail-in ballots without a date. The New Hampshire Senate advanced SB 213, which would require voters applying by mail for an absentee ballot to enclose a copy of their birth certificate, U.S. passport, or naturalization papers, almost certainly disenfranchising otherwise eligible voters. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend news. And Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here to talk about changes coming to the WIAA. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back. All right. Another fun Friday here at night. Like, great to have you with me. I am Pete Schwabba. We are in our last, it's the fourth quarter, ladies and gentlemen, of a long week and a great show because it's a Bar Band Friday night. And that can only mean one thing. Our pal, Terry Barr, brings new music and killer conversation. How are you, Terry?
Hello, Pete Schwabba. How are you?
Doing
I'm good.
Great.
Thank you.
I'm so glad to hear that. I'm excited to have you here. And was it just last week? No, 2 weeks ago we were in Madison Live. You were in the studio with
two
me.
2 weeks yeah. ago already. Yeah.
Time flies. Okay. So
you're
how
coming
are
back
you?
Soon.
Yes, next week I'll be there. Are we going to be able to line something up, do you think?
Oh, I think I can.
Oh, I know you. You're like, you got all the sweet hookups. You know, every person who plays an instrument in Wisconsin.
I would say you do pretty all right yourself, young
yeah,
man.
Thanks to you when it comes to music, certainly. Hey, speaking of music, do you have a favorite sports-related song?
Wow. You know, it's probably the typical that other people would say, the jump around.
Yeah.
You know what comes to mind, though, and I was thinking about this the other day with the stories I'm working on for the NFL draft. I remember when the Packers were going to go to the Super Bowl in the 90s and standing on the field, because I worked for the Fox station in Green Bay at that time. I think, is it the Natalie Merchant song, These Are the Days?
Oh, yeah. Do you remember that song? Yeah.
That song was blasting in Lambeau Field, and I locked eyes with none other than Reggie White.
Oh, wow.
And he was just bouncing his head to the song. And that's one of those, I just think about him and that song as a beautiful sports moment.
Oh,
I don't know if it's the music, but just
that's
a really
a great
cool moment
story.
In time.
Yeah. You know what that reminds me of is when what I love about Jump Around that you just mentioned is when the other team on the sidelines, they're doing it too. Like, all the players are doing it. The opposing team loves being at Camp Randall. They're doing it. Those moments in sports are just great. And that moment you just shared, especially with Reggie White, who just by all accounts was such a great guy, great sports moment. So
thank you. Thanks for asking. Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
I do. Mine is Eye in the Sky. When I was in my 20s doing stand-up in Chicago, I was part of a Chicago Bulls season ticket pack. I got like 6 games a year with a bunch of guys, you know, and we would see, they would introduce Michael Jordan and they'd play Eye in the Sky by Alan Parsons Project with this spine-tingling music. It was incredible. That's mine. And then Jump Around is a close second, I will say. And then Bridget on the text line from the 818 just said, one I forgot about, Eye of the Tiger. That's a big sports song, too. Yeah, it was Survivor. So,
yes, I forgot about that one, too. But, when that comes on, you know, everybody's going to be moving around and, grooving to it.
Trying to get in shape. Yeah, excellent. And Conrad's is Jump in the Crowd.
What?
What?
He just wants to bang on the drum all day. He has another Packer-related
song. You go.
So you got that. You got Go Pack Go. You got your I would not have equated Natalie Merchant. Or that's a great song, but I wouldn't have equated it with sports, but it was like the soundtrack to a great moment you had. And I think that's spectacular.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and it was the buildup that season. They were playing so well. They made it all the way through the playoffs. And that was the last playoff game. Mm. And they're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And someone had that brilliant idea to play that song over the loudspeaker. And it just hit at the right moment.
That's perfect. So Bar Band Friday Night, shall we dive right in? You got a big show coming up tomorrow too. I love that both your songs you sent, you're going to also talk about tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio.
Yes, we are.
So that's pretty
cool. Going to be a jam-packed show, and I'm really looking forward to it. We're starting to get back to some normalcy. Rocker's feeling good. You know, for people who didn't know, he had a heart attack in January, but he's starting to rock it again. So it's good
to fantastic.
See.
He was great when he was on the show a couple weeks ago. Conrad and I were talking about. He just sounds like his old self, you know, and he was a lot of fun to talk to.
Yeah, I agree. It's great to see. Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of a cool band. Should we start with PTO?
Sure, let's do
Power Takeoff. Okay, so tell us all about Power Takeoff.
This is a new band, but a very seasoned band. Basically, everyone in this band has been in another project that has done really well. The lead singer, Scotty Tice, if you ever have heard of the Weisenheimers, hot band out of Wisconsin,
love that name.
In the 80s, 90s.
Okay.
Very popular. They couldn't hold it together, though, which is, you know, always that disappointment. Oh, they're breaking up. Are you kidding? Boo. Right. Well, he is the singer and his son is on drums. And then we've got another young man, a son of a guitar player from another band.
is in this band. And then you've got two other young guys who also have family that are musicians in other big bands. So it's almost one of these, all from different bands, from different families that have music connections. And now they've come together to almost form this little super group.
Wow. It's like the Wisconsin version of the Traveling Wilburys, right? Or something
like that. Oh, gosh. I love those guys.
That's so great.
But you're right. This really is the song that you're going to hear is their first original new release. And this song already hit number 29 on this chart called the Secondary Market Rock Chart.
Okay.
And I guess to put it into perspective, Linkin Park, the band, has some new music out as well. One of Linkin Park's songs is at number 24.
Oh, wow.
So this band's song is quickly crawling up, and who knows what's going to happen.
All right. Well, why don't we, the song is called Do You Wanna? It's Power Takeoff, and they can be heard tomorrow. Are they going to play? You said they're on 8 o'clock.
Are they going to play? They're going to be with us from 8 until 9 o'clock. So they will be live in the studio. They're going to be jamming. And we hope you will join us to have all the fun with us.
Here is a little sample of what you can hear tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio at 8 o'clock. It's Power Takeoff and Do You Wanna? Straight up rock.
It is. And it's catchy, isn't it? You can see why it might make it on the charts to radio play, because you want to sing along to it once you know all the words.
It's like I listened to it a couple times on the way down today, and I love at the end when he says, go out tonight with me. Like they go up.
It's
just a great energy. And that's for those of you listening that didn't hear Terry before, that's father, son, Scotty and Aiden, right? And it says on their website, father and son, loud and proud, bringing the noise one stage at a time. I love that.
There you go. Yeah. Boy, and they're living up to it, which is awesome.
So fun. So tell us, where do they tour? Are they just primarily, it looks like they spend a lot of time in Nashville, but are they kind of touring around Wisconsin a lot too?
They are planning to this summer. One of the first big shows that they're going to do is at Broadfest. That's the big Memorial Day weekend music and broad festival in Madison.
Okay.
They are playing Friday, May 23rd, and they are going to be one of the openers for Ace Frehley, original guitar player from Kiss.
That's your guy.
Playing at Broadfest. Yeah. So this is going to be quite the night, that Friday night of Broadfest in Madison.
That's so fun. Terry Barr is here, folks. It's a Barr Band Friday night. Tune in tomorrow night to her show, Max Inc. Radio, where you can hear what we just heard at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. There's an interview with they're on the website. It says PTO. Do they go by that or Power Takeoff? What do they prefer one or the other?
You know, I think it's the PTO. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You say Power Takeoff and then you say PTO. PTO just sticks too.
Yeah.
Kind of like the words in that song.
Well, so, and when I was Googling them, I put in Power Takeoff and all this like Hemi stuff came up for engines. Oh. I'm like, no, I don't think that's. All right. So catch them tomorrow night with Terry Barr and Rocker on Max Inc. Radio. And now tell us about Doozy. This is fun.
This is really fun. This is a rocker find, my co-host with Max Inc. Radio. And he's been searching for this band for a couple of weeks, knowing the NFL draft is just 6 days away. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Doozy went to the Packers and then ended up going to the NFL saying, we want to write a song for the NFL draft. And everybody gave them thumbs up. So we were able to get our hands on just a little piece of it that we can listen to with you, Pete.
Yeah.
They are going to be at the NFL draft and we'll play this song live for the very first time this next Friday night. How exciting for them and for us and for everyone. They're a Wisconsin band. They're from right outside of Milwaukee. And they've been together for 20 years. So they're not just a little fly-by-night kind of thing. They know what they're doing.
So you said Rocker was looking for them. Why were they so hard to find? Like, if they're a Wisconsin band, are they just kind of living in anonymity and now they've got a breakout cool thing?
Well, I'll be honest, I didn't hear of them until getting this song to share with you. So I sort of had to look up some info. Even though they've been together for 20 years, you know, they all have their own, you know, family things and job things. So it's not like they're playing out constantly or touring or things like that. But I love that they got together and said, this NFL draft thing is happening in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We're a Wisconsin band. Somebody should write the official NFL draft song. And I just think you have to really hand it to them for going after it and making it happen. When Rocker found out about this, the trouble he was having was, first of all, finding the band and second of all, finding the song. So he has now been in touch with them. We are going to interview them tomorrow night to get the whole story.
Wow.
And find out. Yeah. I want every step.
That's
I want
a
to know
great
every
show,
step of the way how this happened.
Absolutely. That's a packed show tomorrow night on Max Inc. And when we come back, folks, after a very short break, you're going to get a preview of the official NFL draft song. And it's happening here in Green Bay next week. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on a Barr Band Friday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey! Right. It is a bar band Friday night. Max Inc. Radio co-host Terry Barr is here, as she always is on Friday at this time, bringing us new music and just a whole lot of fun. Terry, you bring your own fun. That's why I love having you on the show.
Well, we have to bring our own fun, right? Otherwise, absolutely. Sometimes things just aren't fun.
I could not agree more. Dave on the stream says, this is out there, but The Climb by Miley Cyrus. I saw an inspirational video about Jordan with that song playing in the background. I don't know that song. Do you know that song, Terry? Climb?
You know, I don't, but now I listen to it.
Actually, that song, it was like a Disney Channel song because Miley Cyrus was a big part of Disney Channel. She had her own movie, and that was like the big song of that time was her song, The Climb.
Nice.
I didn't know it was associated with sports, though. I had never heard it in sports yet.
Yeah. I don't know that one either. Good one, Dave. Thank you. All right, Terry, so we've got Doozy. I kind of teased this before we went to the break. This is called Last One Standing. This is the official song of the NFL draft, correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, and they wrote it with the idea of overcoming obstacles, similar to what the players will be waiting for when they have their name called during the NFL draft.
The big moment for sure. Well, this is great. We've got a small sample. It's about a minute long. And then if you want to hear the whole song, you'll have to watch the draft and Doozy will perform it. But right now, here's the official NFL draft song, Last One Standing, a small sample.
Mountaintop, stand my flag in the frozen tundra. I ain't ever gonna stop. Fast as lightning, and I'm strong as thunder. Doesn't matter what they say, I'm gonna do it anyway. It doesn't matter if it's dumb, I'm gonna march to the beat of my own drum. I'm gonna be the last one standing. I'm gonna be the last one standing.
That's why they call it a tease. You kind of get into it, and then they just, that's all we get right now. But that's fun. That's a good song.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a sports song, kind of
great.
As the theme of your evening with
absolutely.
Songs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it totally works. Listening to the words, I get it. I totally hear the NFL draft thing. Yep.
I love it. That's going to be fun. Are you going to be anywhere near Green Bay for the draft? Or
I want to be badly. I love the Green Bay area. Worked there a long time. Family still there. And I think this is such an outstanding opportunity to be part of something that's going to be maybe a once in a lifetime thing.
It's interesting because I think it's fun too. But they also said maybe you should come down and do the show for Madison because I might not be able to park out here. You know, I mean, it's going to be that crazy.
Is that why they're having you in Madison?
Yeah.
No.
And I don't ever have a problem going to Madison. I like it, even if I'm out in the burbs. It's just fun to be in Madison.
Oh my gosh.
But,
so I could be in Green Bay and you'll be in Madison.
Yes.
So we'll switch it up.
We may have to swap roles. Well, I'm holding a spot next Friday night. If you think of someone you could have on or that we could pre-record or whatever, I think that would be a blast, but no pressure whatsoever.
I'll work on it. Don't you worry.
Okay. Fantastic. Yes. And did you know, before we let you go, Mike Clemens, this is kind of what inspired the sports song tonight. Question. He wrote the Pacarena. Remember that? You were talking about the 90s. Mike wrote the Pacarena, and Jane Matinera was a performer on it. How crazy is that?
I did not know that.
It's a terrible song. I'm kidding. It's a lot of fun. No, Mike was on last night. We played it, right, Con? You had a couple. Let's give Terry a couple seconds of Pacarena.
Ooh.
1 second.
Maybe 4 seconds. Oh, he's got to find it. But it's great. If you get a chance to listen to it, it's so fun. It's like to the Macarena music, and they just had so much fun with it, and it's great. So it was fun.
I didn't know
Mike was a songwriter, too. So maybe you have him on Max Inc.
That would be perfect now that you've said that. Yeah. Ooh.
Now I've made things awkward.
That's the idea.
Yeah. You have Mike and Jane, and they'll sing it. Thank you, as always, my friend. We will talk next week.
Oh, and you guys, and all your listeners. Have a great weekend.
You too, Terry. Thanks so much. Have a great night. That's Terry Barr. Check out Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night, folks. You just got a great sample of what they have coming up. Power Takeoff, PTO, and Doozy with the NFL draft song, official draft song. I didn't know they had an official draft song.
I really liked that riff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me too.
That was great.
Did he kind of sound like R&B or rapper? Like, it was sort of had a rap style.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty sweet. So check out Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night from 6 to midnight. Power Takeoff will be on at 8 o'clock. We got to have Lisa Hale on again. Don't forget to check out New Wisco Weekend, folks, this weekend. Lisa does such a great job. And everybody who contributes to that song, that great Northeast Wisconsin magazine show that Lisa does such a great job hosting. I have a classic movie pick on there. Brittany Merlot contributes, Todd Michaels, Terry Barr, Amanda Nimmer, Conrad Krieger, the kid Conrad Krieger. Has anyone called you that? The kid Conrad Krieger?
No.
You sound like you're like a shoeshine guy in a mob movie. Get the kid Conrad Krieger over here. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Lots of fun tonight. Folks, who do we have Monday, Conrad? I didn't even tease Monday's show. What are we looking at?
Before we leave, I just want to end with we got a text. I don't know if you saw.
I did not.
Yes.
Who is it?
So we got Carol in Madison. She said, best song in sports is Chelsea Dagger, Fight Me.
I don't think I know that song.
I don't.
I'm going to listen to that on the way home.
Yeah.
Carol, thanks for getting in under the wire. Monday, Kirsten Larson from the Milwaukee Film Festival. She'll give us a review at 6:35, and our pal Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison at 7:20. That's Monday. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to Terry Barr, Emerson Lehman, and on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Laura Bird is back. The author and tireless bookstore promoter helps mark Independent Bookstore Day with ways you can support a local business.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Supreme Court early this morning temporarily blocked the Trump administration from deporting any more immigrants using the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Scott Lucas is a professor of international politics at University College Dublin.
They didn't say yes or no in terms of whether or not the Trump administration can use this Alien Enemies Act, but they said no migrants, not only from Texas, but no migrants from anywhere across the United States can be deported until the federal appeals court makes its determination. So they effectively put the case back to the federal appeals court and issued a temporary stay on any deportations until we get that ruling on the merits. that's the case.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is back from El Salvador, where he met with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was mistakenly deported.
Depriving Kilmar of his constitutional rights is a threat to everybody who resides in America. He had not heard that. I believe that gave him additional strength.
Abrego Garcia has been moved from the notorious Cicot prison to a nearby detention center, Van Hollen said, but has never been told why he's being held. The Department of Justice has acknowledged Abrego Garcia was deported by mistake after a prior court order prohibited his being sent to El Salvador, a nation he fled about 15 years ago.
CBS's Scott McFarlane. The U.S. and Iran are just about to hold their second round of nuclear talks in Rome today. President Trump has threatened military action if diplomacy doesn't work.
I'm for stopping Iran, very simply, from having a nuclear weapon. They can't have a nuclear weapon. I want Iran to be great and prosperous and terrific.
Iran wants the U.S. to lift its sanctions. Today marks the 30th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing. 168 people were killed. KWTV anchor Robin Marsh covered the attack that day. She says the city never let the bombing define it.
Evil will not prevail. What was meant for evil will be turned to good. And that embodies what Oklahoma City is today doing and will continue to do in the future.
Former President Bill Clinton will address this morning's ceremony in Oklahoma City. Thousands attended a vigil at Florida State University last night for the victims of Thursday's mass shooting.
At this point, there does not appear to be any connection at all between the shooter and any of the victims.
Classes were canceled Friday.
We're going to let a few people in at a time.
Though some students returned to the campus to retrieve their belongings left behind during the shooting.
It's definitely really sad, but seeing the community come together and like put down flowers and just really reflect on loved ones and what we really need to appreciate and be grateful for.
A memorial on the FSU campus keeps growing. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2-4. On Civic Media and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad lib to De Niro. He's like security. You're just like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And he said, make sure you don't call it ad libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests.